Blasty, Frank Isola, and Pablo Torre from the Little Shop of Wonders, the greenhouse behind him. Good to see you. Breathing clean air, Pablo Torre. Let's go. The Tampa Bay Gronkaneers. So Gronk went on Zoom today, announced himself to the world. Of course, his screen name said Roberto. And he told the world he was 250 pounds, about 10 pounds off of his playing weight most recently. He says he feels great. In the last 24 hours since the trade, Vegas moved the Buccaneers to 14-1, which has them in now the top five of teams to win the Super Bowl. I don't need to tell you more than that. Around the horn, Frank Isola, is that true? Are the Buccaneers now among the favorites to win the Super Bowl with Gronk and Brady?
Well, I know this. The Gronkowski-Tom Brady reunion tour certainly makes Tampa Bay one of the more interesting teams in the league. Offensively, they'll be real dynamic. But I look at the NFC, the Saints, the 49ers, the Packers. Tampa Bay wasn't even a playoff team last year. I get it. They have a good defense. But Tom Brady's still 42 years old, needs to learn a new system without the benefit of having OTAs and everything like that. I'm going to dial that one back about being a Super Bowl favorite.
Pablo Torre?
They do feel like a division favorite, though, and I assume the Saints were going to be better than them. But looking at the numbers, Football Outsiders has the Bucs defense as third best in the entire NFL by weighted defense, according to their statistics. So that defense plus this offense, which is now rejuvenated because Bill Belichick wants draft picks more than spite. Like, he could have not traded Gronk. Instead, he traded Gronk, and now Tampa Bay actually has a well-rounded team.
Sounds like a good buy or sell. Draft picks or spite? Who you got? But Bill Plaschke, how about you?
I got the Bucks. And Frank, you're wrong about that. They'll be more than interesting. They'll be very good. Gronk and Brady, the best combination, pass receiver combination, quarterback combination in the last 10 years. The last time they played together, they won a Super Bowl. Gronk is 30. He's had a year off from his injuries. I think plus all the weapons Brady has now down there, and you say Brady's got to learn a new system. No, Gronk is the system. He's got the system in place now with Godwin and Evans and the other tight ends. I think the Bucs are a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Man, when you say it like that, imagine being, again, I say this, a defensive back or a linebacker in the NFC South. You got to go against Mike Evans, and you got to account for Godwin, and then there's Gronk trucking down the middle of the field. But back to this draft pick or spite situation. Let me ask you, Pablo, how do you think Patriots fans should feel today?
They should feel like this was foregone. Like, Rob Gronkowski was saying today in an interview that he never really liked the Patriot way, effectively. And it makes sense. Gronk is very Tampa. He's extreme Magic Mike energy. Like, him leaving to go play with Tom Brady in Florida, that kind of all makes sense in retrospect.
Bill Plaschke?
Well, Belichick has turned off a lot of players and gotten rid of a lot of players, but never one like this who's so popular in New England, never one who's so beloved. Bottom line is, he didn't retire. Gronkowski didn't retire from football. He retired from Belichick, and that has to sting Patriot fans and make them wonder about the future under Belichick.
And in your scoring here, you said it was Brady or the Buccaneers 2 and Belichick 0. That's how you scored this matchup. And how about you, Frank Isola?
It's just ridiculous. I heard the same thing with Lawyer Malloy and Richard Sherman, Richard Seymour.
They're different players.
And here's the thing with what Bill is saying. He did step away from football. He still has had three back surgeries. And I'm Bruce Arians. I want to hear that he didn't like it in New England because it was too hard. Bill, guess what being too hard resulted in? Winning Super Bowls. It's hard to win. It's not easy. So he wants to go to Tampa Bay and have fun. Knock yourself out.
Is anybody else just like... Got some goosebumps just thinking about what Belichick's going to turn this fourth round pick into. What future Hall of Famer, what former lacrosse player is going to be this fourth round pick? I'm with Pablo Torre for a point here. Spite or draft pick is the new game we're playing from here on out after all trades. We'll move on. Let's get to buy or sell now. The Boston Red Sox, the Butcher's Bill, finally in. Athletic first to report Major League Baseball taking away a second-round pick and suspending the video replay coordinator for their sign-stealing in 2018. There's already a ban on Alex Cora through the 20 playoffs, but of course he's not the manager of this team anymore. Bill Plaschke, I'll start with you because you are linked to this team as well, covering the Dodgers in the very least in World Series. How do you think this gives closure to the entire sign-stealing scandal?
I think it leaves it wide open. They said one guy, one rogue agent, did all this. They said he talked to some players. What players? Name some players. Suddenly the general manager, Dombrowski, is not involved in this. When they were involved in Houston, there's no oversight to this guy. I find it hard to believe that this sign-stealing was one guy doing it and nobody else knew about it and nobody else could be identified. There's more to this story, Tony. There is more to this story, and it hasn't come out yet.
Okay, but now we're being told to move on from this story. You say, if you're a reporter, and you are, Bill Plaschke, you're going to keep on digging.
J.T. Watkins is going to talk one day, and we'll see what he says.
Pablo Torre?
Yeah, this is the rogue deflator theory that we are familiar with in Boston sports. It was not the GM. It wasn't the star player. It wasn't the coach. It was simply this one guy. And this feels like what happens, Tony, when the judge prosecuting or giving the verdict on the case has an interest in making this case go away. It just feels very convenient for the Red Sox and for Major League Baseball as a business.
Brian Gaisola?
And remember, too, what Pablo is talking about, you know, Major League Baseball, the union is so strong. So the commissioner didn't want to go after them. So we have Alex Cora, A.J. Hinch are, you know, two popular guys among their players, among the fans, among the media. They lose their jobs. No players whatsoever getting punished. You know what we missed in April? The Houston Astros getting heckled by fans in every visiting park. We didn't get to see that at all.
Pablo, you want to come back in?
I just want to know, can the Red Sox hire Alex Cora back? Because they fired him, I think, presuming that he would be fingered in this report in a way that would be very embarrassing. Instead, same punishment he would have gotten if he was just with the Astros the entire time.
I thought no players were being named.
I don't get all that.
I still want to know.
You had proof that he was involved in everything the year before with a different team, and then he was supposedly moving on to a new team that is also now found guilty of sign stealing, yet he had nothing to do. I don't get that part of it. Bill Plaschke, you're absolutely right. You're getting the point, and I expect you to keep on digging here on this story now that you've said it on SportsCenter. Frank Gaisola, freeze him. You're eliminated. All right, showdown time. Bill Plaschke, Pablo Torre. Gentlemen, let's go. When your scoop gets scooped by the subject of your scoop. Has that ever happened to you? Madden's Lamar Jackson cover leaked by the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. Pablo, does Madden have beef here, or can Lamar argue I de-jinxed the jinx?
Well, the de-jinxing, Tony, I think happened last season because who was on the cover of Madden 20 but one Patrick Mahomes? I think this mostly is just going to be like one of those guerrilla PR things that I'm kind of suspecting was actually on purpose.
Okay. Plaschke.
Yeah, this is all good for Madden. And yeah, and Pablo, to your point, the last two quarterbacks on the cover of the Madden's game went to the Super Bowl. Jackson's incredible in this Madden game. 3,000 passing yards, 1,000 rushing yards, first player to ever do that. He'll be so fun to play with. And he played with Madden in this announcement. Good for him.
Plaschke, I know this is not your first show. Maybe it's your first SportsCenter show. But you can't, in showdown, say, to your point. If it's to his point, then Pablo already made the point. FaceTime, Pablo Torre.
I stand on his point.
Take a mute, Plaschke. Let's go, Pablo.
I just wanted to say a very happy trails and congratulations to Muffet McGraw. She steps down today as the head coach at Notre Dame after 33 years, 2 national championships, 9 Final Fours, and most impactfully, maybe, she was a tremendously eloquent voice from the podium at all of these NCAA events for equal rights on behalf of women athletes in particular. So congratulations on a career well-lived.
Absolutely. What a factory Notre Dame was. Ruth Riley to Gunbo Wale and Skylar Diggins and everyone in between. All right. Well done, Muffet McGraw. Well done, gentlemen. We're off for a little while. A whatever and 50-minute break. Back to SportsCenter. Oh, that's a direct hit. Eat it, SportsCenter.